Okay. Kenny said a really, really neat thing in his prayer. Let us be fruit worth picking. I love that. I said, I'm going to do a lesson on that. Now, you know, the Bible has all kinds of interesting analogies in it about fruit. And when you said that, I said there, well, the first thing I thought was, you know, there's I think it's in Amos, where God says, what do you see? And he says, I see a basket of figs. And he says, they're really good figs. And then he says, what do you see now? He says, I see a basket of figs, and they're bad, and they're so bad you can't eat them. Right? What did Jesus say about the fig tree? Do you remember the fig tree? Jesus is coming in Jerusalem, he sees this fig tree, and he says, I'm going to go get me some figs. He doesn't say that, but that's what he does. And he gets there, and he only finds leaves. And what does he say? Let no man eat of you again. He cursed it. And they go into town, and they come back out, and the fig tree is shriveled up. And the disciples go, Lord, look at the fig tree. And Jesus then teaches the lesson about if you don't bear fruit, what's going to happen? You're going to be cut off. If you're a branch, he says, you can't bear fruit without me because you're just a branch. You're not the whole tree. He says, this is like being the vine and the branches. It's the same story that he tells in different ways. He says, if you don't bear fruit, you're going to be cut off and put in the fire. Now, do we have any confusion about what he's talking about there? When he says you're going to be cut off and put in the fire. Right? We know what he's talking about. He's talking about hell. So are we responsible for bearing fruit? Yeah. Jesus said, a good tree cannot bear evil fruit, and an evil tree cannot bear good fruit. Now, I have sometimes have a little trouble with that because I have fruit trees. And sometimes my trees will have a bad, you know, be a bad peach on it or something, right? But that's not what he's talking about. He's saying if it's fundamentally an evil tree, it's not going to be able to bear good fruit. And then Paul talks about fruit, and he says, I want you to bear fruit. I want you to bear fruit that will last. You know, there's just really, really lots of discussion about that. When we are to bear fruit for God, it's supposed to be fruit worth picking. Right? It's supposed to be fruit worth picking. How do we know what's fruit worth picking? God tells us. Right? Love one another, serve one another, sacrifice for one another. When you suffer as a Christian, you bring glory to God. Right? When you resist the devil and he flees from you, that's fruit. When you bring souls to the gospel, when souls are saved because of your work, that's fruit. One of the great blessings, and several of us have lived a very long time, and I once told a guy, he was a missionary, he's gone now, and he was a missionary, and he'd just done all kinds of great work in his life, and I said, brother, it is a really great blessing that you've been given to see the fruit of your work in your life. Because a lot of times we don't, right? A lot of times there's something you do, some good deed you do that bears fruit, and you never get to see it. But to see your fruit is a great blessing. To see a godly child grow up, or people that you've helped bring to the gospel become faithful. You know, it's a great blessing to bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Good fruit. Fruit worth picking. So let's think about that. As we go through our life and we do what we're supposed to do, is our fruit worth picking? Is it worth picking? Would you stop on the side of the road and pick that thing? Are you going to give it to someone else? Is it something you're proud of that you can say, I'm going to do good. I'm going to bring good fruit to my master. Right? We have a song called Bringing in the Sheaves. You know that song? You know, it talks about the harvest. You know, Jesus uses this metaphor here too. He says, when the disciples come back, Jesus is with the woman at the well. The disciples have gone off to buy food. And they come back and they say, eat, master, eat. And he says, I've got food you don't know about. And he says, what? Did anybody bring him food? And he says, look around you. The fields are white to the harvest, right? It's the same idea. Fruit for God. Fruit for God. That's what we're trying to do. The fruit of souls and godly living. To bring souls to the master in heaven. That's our job. So let's keep that in mind as we look around us and as we see so many people in the world in darkness. Do some work. Bear some fruit worth picking for God. Okay. If you have any needs, you know, we always like to offer the invitation in our services in case somebody here doesn't know what they need to do to be saved. The Bible makes it very plain. There are plenty of groups in the world that will argue and fight and fuss over what must I do to be saved. But the scripture is really clear. You know, in Mark 16, 15 and 16, Jesus says, that's probably a pretty good source, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. When Peter gets up in Pentecost and is preaching with the 11, what does he say? They just realize that they crucified the Son of God, and they say, what must we do? They knew they were guilty. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. You don't, that's what you got to do. You got to hear the word. You got to believe it. You got to be willing. You got to believe it enough. You're willing to say it before men that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's what confession is. You got to repent and turn away from your wicked life. And you got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. That's baptism. That means immersion in water. It's right there and it's ready. People argue about all that all day long. Well, you don't really have nothing in the water. We can sprinkle you. It does fine. That is not what the scripture tells. The scripture tells you, you need to be buried with Christ and be raised with Christ. Romans chapter 6, first five verses. That's what you got to do to be saved. But then you're a baby. You're just born. You got to walk. You got to walk in the light and stay in the light and bear fruit worth picking. That's it. So if you have that need, if you need to obey the gospel of Christ, come, we'll do it tonight. If you need prayers, you need to let us know what's going on so we can pray with you and help support you. Let us know that too. Please come as we stand and sing.